I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster struck last month when an untamed fire engulfed the Cap Haitien Cluny Market in Haiti. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti With Love says,
for many families, that market was their only source of income. You know, the mothers sold vegetables, rice, anything you can think of.
It helped put food on the table and pay for kids' school. In all, 30 storage units and hundreds of small shops were destroyed. Many watched their livelihoods burn, unable to do anything. Yet the source of the fire is still unknown. The ministry wants to provide both emergency and long-term aid.
We want to help to rebuild the market so families can regain stability and dignity again.
And above that, to show that God did not abandon them, but is there to give both peace and help. Pray for people who've lost their livelihood to have it restored, along with their faith. And finally, we want to remind you to remember the church in Myanmar. This Southeast Asian country has been mired in civil war between rebel groups and the military junta since 2021. The conflict has killed an estimated 90,000 people. Believers don't escape these realities. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
there's so much death, there's so much issues and survival and just stress and PTSD, and there's so much of that going on. They feel so closed off.
Myanmar is also among the top 15 countries where it's hardest to be a Christian. Persecution is often violent and community-based. And remember,
they're human. We're all human. We think of like the underground church as these super soldiers, superhuman people.
Yet Mike says God is bringing beauty from ashes. Pray for the church in Myanmar and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.